Well, thank you all, so many of you, for sharing this morning. I'm sure there are many other testimonies, stories, thanksgivings to offer. Feel free to offer them to your neighbor after the service as we enjoy some fellowship out there and as we continue to grow in our welcome. So we're going to keep it brief this morning, more of a meditation than a full-blown sermon. Obviously, we've kind of had our plates filled already, I think, this morning with those testimonies. Last fall, we had a council retreat that was held up at Grace Adventures Bible Camp on Lake Michigan. It was led in part by Amy Schenkel, our regional mission leader from Resonate Global Mission. Amy taught us about 12 key shifts in evangelism and outreach today that the church should really consider making to extend our witness better. And we noticed how in sync those really were with our soft vision, our shaping our future together vision with our neighbors. Amy spoke of shifts like from agenda-based relationships to friendship-based witness and relationships. From ministry to neighbors to ministry with neighbors, welcoming their gifts and passions and interests. From an emphasis on saving souls to more of a holistic welcome of all kinds of people into Christ's new community, already here and now. And a posture less of proving and defending ourselves in our faith and more of sharing our stories of grace and transformation. Some of you might remember way back to 2017 when we did that fall series called Open Spaces. Open Spaces. I used the same PowerPoint template as this one with a front porch image there. And that's where many of our new building project ideas were just taking shape. And we used all the same missional lingo then too. Presence and relationship, listening and learning, serving with our neighbors, not just for them or to them. Practicing hospitality and getting to know people as people, not just pushing them into our programs or our plans. But at the council retreat last fall, Amy also led us in some Lectio Divina, some deep meditation on a scripture text of our choice. And Pastor Cindy and one of our deacons suggested this brilliant text, this wonderful text from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 through 11. And so all I want to do this morning here is to set the table for our spring series, which will unfold over the next 5 weeks, and which we may be calling something like Open Spaces 2.0, as we walk through Peter's very practical advice for his people, for his early churches. 1 Peter 4, 7 to 11. Hear now the word of the Lord. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Now, Peter covers a lot there, but let me go Baptist or Pentecostal preacher on you for a moment here and use some alliteration. We're going to do an alliterative outline for our series. 5 points from Peter's sermon here. 5 points that give his five key practices for the churches to lean into. So let's get practical. You can see these five keys revealed here in the text. The end of all things is near, therefore be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Prayer, key preparation and practice we'll look at next week. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Wrap that together, it's a ministry of presence, being present with one another. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Let's call that participation. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. Proclamation. We're all proclaimers, witnesses. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised. Praise through Jesus Christ. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. So what we'll do in this series is we'll unpack these practices each week, drawing on Peter's precise words and then other pericopes of the Bible. It's a lot of P's, I know. I'm getting tired of saying P's. But there's one more P to share with you yet today. One more P in Peter's text. The purpose. Peter starts out in verse 7, if you noticed, with what may sound like scary words. The end of all things is near. He's not talking about the apocalypse necessarily, though. The end is the telos in Greek. It's the goal, the culmination, the purpose. So what is God's purpose in this all? If we can get a drum roll, please. No, we're not at the operating. Are you ready? Here it comes. An open people. We have these open spaces, but as Jeff said so well this morning, we need to be an open people. That's God's purpose, to create a people in Christ, in the one whom he has raised from the dead, who are no longer stuck having to save or prove or just justify themselves, but who are free to be open, free to serve, free to love God and neighbor with all their gifts. An open people who open the door of grace in this world. This new lobby has plenty of room, as our chili cook-off did prove here last night. But do our schedules, do our attitudes, do our friend lists and our family circles? Are we available? Are we attentive? Are we open to living more of an inviting kind of lifestyle in and among our neighbors? Can we take time like Jesus did for others' sufferings and others' stories and others' hopes? An open people who open the door of grace here in this world. That's the challenge. It's also the blessing. It's the hope. But today we begin by praying. We pray that God will prepare us to be that kind of a sanctuary together. And God would raise us and all his people, his church. So please bow your heads. Unless you build a house, O Lord, unless you build the house, the laborers labor in vain. We give it our best, but you are the architect, the planner, and the master builder. We praise you for the fruit of your labor in us, and also in this beautiful new space we might enjoy. Bless it, Lord God, that together we might share it, and in doing so also share your love more fully. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. God's people say together,